All right, folks, thanks for being on the call today. We have Neil from Cherrywood on the phone, and we've actually done a good amount of deals with Cherrywood. We love their products. Neil, I'm really excited that you guys came out with a 1-4 unit program because, as you know, we get a lot of those things. So
yeah.
At this point, I just wanted to let you kind of introduce your company, your programs,
sure.
And then we'll do a quick Q&A.
Sounds great. Well, hello, everyone. Yes, I've been working with Megan for a while. In the past, obviously, closing some loans. We're typically, our core product is an Alt-A bank fallout. So if there's any issues, credit dings, seasoning issues, occupancy percentage, where the typical banks won't do it, they will then come to brokers for alternative financing, which is kind of where we live. We have three programs, and Megan can obviously get you our pricing matrix if it hasn't been sent out. Then we just added the 1-4, which is a very exciting program for residential, duplex, triplex, quad. There's some restrictions in there, so it gets a little tricky, but you could always lean on me for questions, concerns, and or scenarios you may have. But I'll start with the core, which is our CCL 100. It is strictly commercial, cash-flowing properties from $200,000 to $5 million loan amounts. Typical top 120 MSA areas, again, cash flowing and debt covering at the current for the current loan. So no construction, no bridge, no projects, things like that. It would have to be cash flowing, and that's for purchase or refinance. So we're doing a lot of takeout from previous vacant buildings that got hard money or bridge, and they're at the point where they're not ready for bank, but they have to take out their current debt and buy some more time. So that's a great program. We've been living on that. We added a bank program, which is a little more difficult. It's bank quality rates, bank quality deals. But if you ever do get them, 700 credit scores, great cash flow, top 120 MSA. The advantage there on a multifamily would be that we have a 30-year AM. But those rates are down in the threes and fours and fives. And that program starts at $500,000, goes to $5 million. The 1-4 program drips into the residential realm, which is obviously an SFR investment only. These can only be investments. Investment SFR, duplex, triplex, or quad, $75,000 to $2 million loan amount. And again, there are some restrictions. I can kind of go over them. The max loan on an SFR is $750,000. And I believe that's probably because of jumbo loans and such. But if you do have some higher-end homes or higher-end duplex tries and quads in the bigger cities, investment property only, the advantages to this are that we no tax returns. There's no global debt service coverage ratio. As long as the current or market rents will cover the debt, we can close those loans in 2 to 3 weeks. And they can be vacant, actually. We've done a few that are vacant, literally a purchase, vacant property, as long as the market rent in that area will cover. And they have, the credit worthiness, 6 months reserves. Now, the wild cards here are that we require the primary borrower's primary residence to be owned and be worth more than the investment. So that's the little tricky part. And the reason they did that was there was in the market, there was a lot of these securitizations where investment properties were actually occupied by the borrower. And they have to be commercial loans in order for us to get this through. And with our securitization group, they had to have some securities in there so that the people wouldn't occupy the home, and that was their little addition to typically someone won't downgrade from a higher value home into an investment that's smaller, but they do have that. We typically want them to be seasoned, so either have owned or owned another property, but it's a great property, a great product for it's written as a commercial loan. Again, it can be vacant. On the refis, we obviously have to have the rent covering It's a step down prepay, 3-2-1. So that helps a little bit. The 30-year AM on these, 3-year term. We go all the way down to 600 credit scores. We have bumps and tiers for credit, and there are bumps in the rate for loan size. Typically, we'll go from 70 LTV all the way down, and that's been kind of booming with us. Obviously, other people have that product out there, but our 3-2-1 step down is a bonus there. And obviously, the speed to close. A lot of these, as you know, residentially, it's taking 45, 50 days to close, even primary, let alone investment. And with the quick no-tax return, quick underwrite, it's really a good product. It's going to be based on how quickly we can get the appraisal. The pricing on those, we decided to go out at par so that brokers and groups can charge as many points as they want or can get. And we decided to have our fee become an underwriting fee, which is $29.95 for every deal. So on the smaller deals, it stings a little bit. Obviously, if you have a $75,000 loan and there's a few points for you and $29.95 for us, it gets up there. But we wanted to have one price in there for everything. And then we take a $13.95 deposit up front for appraisal, processing, and third-party ancillary fees. So there's a little hit there, but we did want to do it at par, so we weren't charging 2 points and adding more points from Megan and your group. So that's a good program there to be able to be wholesaled out. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. We're hopefully coming out with a bridge product, but Megan will make you aware of that if and when it launches, but until I have it, I don't have it. But again, for you out there in the field, the core product is the one you'll mostly see, and the 1-4 now, but the core is the bank fallout, not ready for bank, rates from 6 to 8 or 9 even, if it's got a bunch of bumps in it. Cash out, we do up to 60 LTV, but we do have some cash out before it qualifies, 10% of the loan amount plus closing. So I would let you know that when you submit deals in, kind of where it falls, where it hits cash out, and where it wouldn't be considered cash out. But that's our bread and butter. That's what we're doing all day, every day. The bank quality, they drift in now and then. And then the 1-4 being brand new is slowly catching on. But there's been a few other companies that have this product. We wanted to add it because it was obviously beginning to get securitized, and they just have some restrictions in there. But again, for your seasoned investors that want to close quick and have obviously liquidity to just take the chance, buy the property, believe in it, and the market rents are there, it can be vacant. But and certainly I can help you, and Megan can attest for any kind of scenarios that you may have. A lot of the quick things are, remember the MSA, kind of where is it? Does it fall in the tertiary markets or not? We can still do them at lower LTVs, 50 and below, which a lot of them out there are there because the banks won't lend. And if the local bank won't lend in that area, they're kind of stuck. So typically they are lower LTVs, but again, the core business is the $200,000 to $5 million multifamily, mixed use, strip mall, retail. We do mobile home parks, self-storage, light industrial. So those are our bread and butter. They're kind of vanilla properties, but that's kind of the way it falls. No, we don't do gas stations, churches, senior housing, assisted living, daycares. Kind of anything with like a business component is going to be very tough. Although we did just have a call where, for instance, if a funeral home on a Main Street USA can be converted very easily to something else, the building itself, then we can possibly get those done. Same with a restaurant. If it's not built like a Burger King, but it's a square brick building in the middle of a town, and it can be gutted and converted into a law office, realty office, a store. Those are things that can get done. So keep that in mind. And you can run deals by me, run addresses by me. We can look at them and qualify the property. But typically it's, you know, I call it medium money. It's not hard money where we don't look at anything. We do have surveys if they're required by the title.
Thank you.